A peacock is a poem, after Aubrey Beardsley. A silver platter embroidered with gold ashes. A poem is not a poem if it doesn't weep gilded decadence. A poem is not a poem if it doesn't look like a slender boy in a peacock skirt. It is not a poem if the boy does not claim to be Venus. It is not a poem if Venus does not stay awake until dawn, coiffing her hair. It is not a poem if Venus does not behead religion. It is a ballad when religion bleeds obsidian stones. It is an epic when religion apologizes and Venus spanks it with her diamond whip. Religion writhes in blood, asking for more. But our boy, Venus, gets bored. She takes off her peacock skirt, displaying her crystal penis. Religion gets aroused, excited even. But Venus throws his severed head in her golden bin, alongside a few saints and prophets who are all pleading, bleeding in vain. A poem is only a poem if it's a naked woman seeking lovers. A poem is only a poem if it's a many-breasted dragon, her breasts covered with crimson damask and strewn with gay flowers, irises, columbines, carnations. A poem is only a poem if it's a decadent diamond. It is not a poem if it doesn't wear a peacock skirt. It is not a poem if it does not display a silver tray of sex and the grotesque. A poem is not a poem if it doesn't destroy itself. A poem is not a poem if it's not irrelevant, useless beauty, like sculpted marbles. A poem is only a poem if it's an ivory piece. A poem is not a poem if it doesn't tease with the memory of a grotesque dream or a charming nightmare. A poem is not a poem if it's not a curious tale. A poem is not a poem if not written in uncertainty. A poem is a sonnet if it crushes iambic pentameters. A poem is an elegy if it celebrates decadence. It is a sestina if it knows the dance of the seven veils. It is an ode if it mocks the object of its desire. A poem is a poem if it writes letters to its critics, patronizing them to tears. A poem is only a poem if it escapes the injustice of juries and the shuffling of dealers. A poem is not a poem if it claims Shakespeare for its favorite poet, Beethoven for its favorite composer, and Raphael for its favorite painter. A poem is only a poem if it doesn't confess. A poem is a true poem if it's a mad woman beheading prophets. A poem is a poem if it's a valiant warrior wrapped in peacock feathers.